Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida confirmed 132 coronavirus deaths today. That's a one-day record for the state, and it's a 10% increase from the previous record set Thursday. The rolling seven-day average is 81 deaths per day. That's currently the second highest in the country behind Texas, and it's double the average from 2 weeks ago. Doctors had been predicting a surge in deaths because of Florida's daily reported infection cases had gone from about 2,000 a day to more than 12,000 in the past month. The percentage of tests coming back positive has increased from 6% a month ago to more than 18%. Countries whose coronavirus pandemics are far more under control than in Florida, Britain, and France announced today that they will require people to wear face masks in public indoor spaces, but Florida's governor has said he will not require face coverings. The Pinellas County School Board seems to be moving full steam ahead with opening schools for in-person instruction next month, despite Florida's record-setting coronavirus pandemic. In a workshop today, school board members talked about how to minimize infections inside school buildings. Families also have an option for online instruction. The third option is what Pinellas School Superintendent Michael Grego called an interactive hybrid option for students and for teachers.
And that was recently as last week that the Department of Education provided districts with the 2020-21, what they're calling the optional innovational reopening plan application. And we want to go over this today, because this application is due on July 31st. And let me be really clear to everyone that's listening. It is this application, the ability to be approved for this application, that will provide us the opportunity to offer an offline, or what's called a lot of times a hybrid model. That is where students can stay remote and still day-to-day instruction with face-to-face instruction. Right now, we do not have that ability to do that. This application will provide us that ability, not only for our students, but also for some of our teachers who may choose, and we could pair to work with that. Without this, we would have, by statute, a virtual. We have Pinellas Virtual, and then we have the brick and mortar.
Superintendent Grego said that if the pandemic continues to get worse and Pinellas Department of Health recommends against in-person instruction, the district still has time to make that adjustment. Dr. Allison Messina, the chair of the Infectious Disease Department at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, said masks work to slow the spread of coronavirus.
The concept of universal masking is something that I endorse fully. Here at the hospital, we implemented universal masking a little earlier than most, not than most hospitals, but than most entities. And we've been very pleased with the efficacy of universal masking on our campus to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19 disease. We began that practice on April 3rd. And when we initially began the masking, it was hard to know if it had a whole lot of efficacy because at the time, as you recall, we were not seeing the spread in the community that we are seeing now. So we have had the opportunity to learn over the next few months, because we have seen the rates skyrocket in the community, we've had the opportunity now to appreciate our universal masking policy in that context. And in that context, what we have learned, and I have spoken with colleagues at other hospitals in the area too that have similar masking policies, is that all hospitals in the Bay Area are seeing, unfortunately, staff that are getting sick. But what we're not seeing, by and large, is that illness being spread within our walls.
Dr. Messina also said that staff who would be near students who are not able to reliably wear a mask should consider plexiglass face shields. The Pinellas School Board's lawyer said a mask mandate for students can be enforced. The district has purchased 500,000 masks, and we'll bring you more on the WMNF News headlines next hour at 4:30. Tomorrow in Hillsborough County, teachers are holding a drive-in rally for a safe school reopening. It will be at 8:30 in the morning at Strawberry Crest High School in Dover. It coincides with the Florida Board of Education meeting there. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that Florida paid a company $27 million for contact tracing, but people are not picking up the calls because phone companies flagged that number as a potential scam. Three class action lawsuits filed in Philadelphia today accused the city of using military-level force against peaceful demonstrators protesting police brutality and racism. The suits say the excessive force injured protesters and bystanders alike. Well, tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Overnight lows will be in the high 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, and I'd like to encourage you to support the station with your financial contribution at WMNF.org or on the WMNF app.